if we stop at a store on the way to your place, we can put them in tonight.
Well, well, well. You three certainly have gotten close.
Oh, hi, Molly.
What's this? XR40i Ash is walking home. No car. You don't see me walking, do you? It's a quick drive through the sports field.
My parking privileges were revoked after I hit the principal's car.
Just leave him... her alone, Molly.
What? Are you her lesbian girlfriend now?
Shut up! At least she's not a fair weather friend.
You're such a loser. Why the hell did we ever used to hang out?
That's a good question. I was just asking myself the same thing.
You know, I don't think I like her.
My car! Oh my gosh!
Don't worry, she's not hurt. Just some minor damage to her fender and a smashed headlight.
I don't think that counts as a good deed. But thanks.
No sweat. Breaking stuff I can do.
I thought you said you didn't want to bring Remezial here.
I think I played the chum a bit heavy the last time. Maybe Remezial can keep the clerk from thinking I want to see his monkey wrench.
I got your plugs early, just like I promised. Who's this? Your brother?
Actually, I'm her boyfriend.
Oh, you have a boyfriend.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to mislead you. I mean, you're a nice guy and all, but how do I end this conversation?
Let's go, babe. This place is a drag.
If you ever, ever touch my ass again, I'll make your worst visions of hell look like an amusement park!
Oh, and bye, whatever your name is.
Colin! My name's Colin!
She's gone, dude.
I know.
Your dad isn't home?
Not yet. He sometimes gets home early, though, and I'd like to get these plugs in before he does. You want to give me a hand?
No way. I'll just break it. I know nothing about mechanics.
And you knew nothing about cars, period, until you suggested this yesterday. So get your butt over here and learn something.
What if I put this in wrong?
Then that piece will explode and kill us. But it'll be quick, so you won't even feel it.
Ah!
I'm just kidding. If you put them in wrong, the car just won't start. Hey, you don't look so good. Maybe you should sit down.
Just let me get my pulse down below hummingbird rate and I'll be fine.
I must have fallen asleep in the sun.
I got it all set for you. Just slip it in.
What the?
All right already. Just give me a sec. It's the first time I've ever done something like this.
That's perfect.
I still don't know what I'm allowed to touch and what I can't. All of it's so gross and oily.
That's perfect. Now, put in another one.
This is making my fingers all slippery.
Ashley, Emily, I don't believe this.
You get used to it when you do this for a while.
Oh, this is just so hot.
It's not nice to spy on girls.
Ash, I'd like you to pick up some dinner.
It's your dad.
We're kind of in the middle of something here.
Well, here's $40.
No, don't go in there. Hide, Ash, hide.
Hide what, you jackass? Give me a minute, Dad. I'll pick it up as soon as the engine turns over.
I want the halibut from Reggie's. Get whatever else you want. Oh, hi, Emily.
I thought...
You thought what?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay, time for the moment of truth. Wasn't broken. It's nothing that'll help you get into Harvard, but it's fun.
Harvard. I forgot about that for a moment there.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
It's okay. It's nice to know that there's something that I can do to get my mind off this whole mess. You'll have to tell me more.
Come on, let's get some food.
Can you teach me to drive a stick?
Maybe another time. I want my car to work on Saturday. Figures. I finally found a girl I really like who doesn't hate my guts. I can't do anything about it, even if I want to.
You added nitrous?
I want a little more pep on demand.
You can't use nitrous on the old road. You'll go right over the edge.
Maybe you would, but I can handle it. I don't think I'll even need it. You saw Ash last week. She's through.
Speak of the devil.
Nitrous? What's the matter? Don't you trust your engine?
Nitrous is laughing gas, Ash. I thought you might need a laugh after your second consecutive loss.
Maybe, when I meet somebody who can beat me twice. I'll let you imagine where you can stick that nitrous bottle.
Yeah, I'll keep the bottle. You've already got two cans.
I can fix this.
Don't. Let him gloat all he wants before the race. It's just more rope to hang himself with. I hope. I can't believe I put up with that. I would have beaten the hell out of him last week.
Really?
No. To be honest, I would have lost in a fist fight. But at least I would have fought. So, was I being smart or just a coward?
Don't sweat it. Self-doubt comes with the hormones. You just have to fight it or accept it.
That's just it. They're not actually my hormones.
Keep your voices down. I think your hormone discussion is turning on the science club.
Okay. I made the deal with you. I have to win.
Wait, what deal?
None of your business. This is a me and Emily thing.
Am I not part of this team now?
Since when have you been part of my team?
Calm down. I'll tell you after the race. Just know that it's important. And try to stay off Ash's one last nerve until at least Sunday, okay?
Fine. She can just ignore me and pretend I never existed.
Believe me, I'd love to. But pretending you never existed gets tough every time I have to sit down to pee.
Touché. Good morning, sir.
Don't you think our relationship is personal enough to use my name?
Dr. Upton, just because you've seen me naked...
Actually, I meant because you seem to be my daughter's best friend.
Oh. Is Ash in?
She's in her room.
I warn you, it's kind of scary in there. Ash is taking this mental preparation thing very seriously.
Ash? It's Emily. Can I come in?
Enter, but only you.
Ash? Why are you sitting like that on your bed? In your underwear?
No distractions. Races are won in the mind. I'm racing the course over and over in my head. By the time I get there tonight, I'll have raced the course 100 times today already.
About the race. Can I come with you? Just to watch.
Afraid I'll need moral support if I lose?
You can't think like that. I just want to see you race.
Sure, why not? You did help me with my car.
So, there is a race tonight.
Dad! I'm kind of in my underwear here.
So it would seem. Oh, don't mind me. It's not as if I haven't seen you in your underwear before.
But that's when I was, everyone out! Emily, I'll see you tonight.
It bothers you when Ash races, doesn't it?
Like a cold terror lurching up from my stomach.
But you let her.
I tried to hold on to Ash's mother every moment of every day. I told her what she could and couldn't do. And the harder I tried to hold on, the more she pulled away. Then one day, she just walked away and never came back. I'm not going to lose my only child the same way.
Have you even told her? I don't understand why you brought Remusiel, too.
Keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. If you're going to be at the mountain, I'll need you to watch him for me. He may still try to cheat me out of an honest victory.
Well, I never... Crap. I'll have to think of a plan B.
And that's why I'm sitting in back with him?
No, I take out the passenger seat for races, to improve the power-to-weight ratio. By the same token, there's no spare tire, so if we have a blowout, we're screwed.
Makes you feel real safe, doesn't it?
I'm immortal.
At least you're punctual.
Just being polite. The faster you lose, the sooner you can go home and cry.
That's my line. Say, why don't you wear something sexy sometime? I keep mistaking you for a boy. Maybe if you showed some cleavage, I'd feel bad and go easy on you.
Damn, looks like my plan backfired. Everyone at school was saying you were into boys. Then again, I kind of like the boy look. You should try it sometime. Now, shut up and let's race.
Sure, let's do this. Should have left your boyfriend at the bottom, though. You're going to need a shoulder to cry on after this is over.
Good luck, Ash.
Just watch our feathered friend.
3, 2, 1, go!
Nitrous on the straightaway right off the block? You'll never catch me, you stupid bitch.
Wait! That's it? That's all of the race we get to see?
Rather a disappointment, I'll admit. You want to see the rest?
How?
There. Now we can watch the whole race.
How high up are we?
Just a few hundred feet. And don't worry, nobody can see us. So, are you sure I can't help?
No! You don't even get how important this match is, do you?
What, that deal you two won't clue me in on?
The deal is, Ash feels like he's losing his identity in this new body because of you. This race is to prove to her that even when his own father thinks he's always been a girl, and with gallons of estrogen spinning through her brain, deep down inside, she's still Ash. If you fix the race, it'll be meaningless.
And if he loses?
Then he gives up on everything and plays the nice little girl. You can lie, cheat, and steal your way back into heaven, probably fail, and we'll be stuck like this forever.
Well, don't look now, but Ash seems to be losing.
Crap! I spent the whole race staring at that stupid sticker on Tom's rear bumper! What is wrong with me? Have I really lost it? Am I really just some little girl who can't play with the boys anymore?
I feel pretty, oh so pretty.
Absolutely no goddamn way!
Ha! In your face, Tom!
Ash passed him on the curb! Did you do that?
No way! I couldn't even imagine it!
How in the... Don't you think for a second that this race is over. I'm gonna crush you so bad. Come on, Nitrous. Boost, baby, boost.
I suddenly have a very bad feeling.
There's a break in the guardrail on that turn, and Tom's heading straight for it.
Can't turn! Can't turn! I didn't fall.
You may be an asshole, but Ash can't have your death on his conscience if he's going to get through this. And neither can I. Sorry for interfering, babe. Don't tell Ash, okay?
You may have finally done something good.
Yeah, well, not that good.
What was that?
Just busting some pistons is all. And the muffler. And the engine block.
Ooh. Those sound expensive.
Sorry. Just a victory high.
Go, Mountain Queen!
Don't call me Queen!
How about Empress?
That's just as bad.
You did it, Ash!
Yeah, it feels right. Wait, Emily, how'd you get down here from the summit?
Angel thing. But I didn't cheat, I swear.
Congratulations!
Emily, while I appreciate the hug, pushing your boobs against my boobs is making it really hard to keep my mind on reveling in my victory.
Yeah, Dad? You know that car you bought me? Well, I have a bit of a problem. Maybe you better come see. Yeah, I'll hold.
Wow, Ash! You can see for miles up here.
Yeah, I like to come here after a race sometimes. It's quiet. Come up on the hood with me.
Hey, is there room?
No. And thanks for helping me out.
All I did was put in your spark plugs, and you had to talk me through it.
No, I mean psychologically. Thanks for forcing me to keep going.
My pleasure.
Are you going to kiss? Because that'd be totally hot.
Don't be gross, we're both girls. Oh, sorry, Ash. I mean that...
Don't worry, I'm not angry at you. I'm angry at him! Give me back my manhood!
Why, just so you can kiss Emily? It's totally obvious you want to.
That's got nothing... You bastard!
Yeah, and what'll you do about it?
Gonna
what? I'm immortal.
Yeah, well, I can still kick your ass!
Only if you can catch me.
You have been listening to episode 4 of Misfile the Radio Play. Appearing in this episode are Russ Gold as Remisio.
Well, all's well that ends well, right?
Alyssa D. Johnson, a.k.a. Nippa.
As Ash.
Ends well? Have you noticed that I'm still a girl?
Alana Mancuso,
a.k.a. Japanimaniac 13.
As Emily.
And I'm still a sophomore. You've got a lot of work to do, buddy.
Anna Lepkowski or Cheshire Cat?
As Tom.
Yeah, and I lost the race and my car.
R. Douglas Barbieri.
As Dr. Edward Upton.
Well, yes, but you are the villain of this episode after all.
Colonel 04.
As Fred.
See? I told you so.
Travis Mullinix, a.k.a. Big T Unit 1.
As Colin.
Wait, so this isn't a romance?
And
Laura Post.
As Molly.
Did somebody say romance? Oh, it's just you.
This radio play is based on a comic by Chris Hazelton, found online at www.misfile.com.